The pictures could hardly have been more repulsive. But they were especially so for the people of Iraq, who had long been force-fed Saddam's view that America was at its heart uncontrollably depraved and imperialistic. Here were young Muslim men, captives, being humiliated and overwhelmed by what looked like grotesque U.S. sexual decadence. It struck me as an unhappy coincidence that young Lindy England and her friends had created a tableau that was the epitome of what would most disgust and repel the Iraqi people, those people whose hearts and minds were the great prize for the coalition forces, and also for the Islamic fundamentalists. But then word got out through Lindy England's lawyers that her defense was that she had been acting under orders, softening the prisoners up for interrogation, and that the people giving the orders were none other than military intelligence, the unit once commanded by Major General Albert Stubblebine III. It was sad to remember all that nose-banging and cutlery-bending, and to think of how General Stubblebine's good intentions had come to this. His soldiers would never have resorted to such terrible acts. They would have instead performed breathtaking psychic feats coupled with remarkable acts of philanthropy. I called General Stubblebine. "What was your first thought when you saw the photographs?" I asked him. "My first thought," he said, "was, oh shit." "What was your second thought?" "Thank God that's not me at the bottom of that pyramid." "What was your third thought?" "My third thought," said the general, "was, this was not started by some youngsters down in the trenches. This had to have been driven by the intelligence community." I told Rima, I said, "You watch, this was intelligence." "Yep, someone much higher in intelligence deliberately designed this, advocated it, directed it, trained people to do it. No doubt about it. And whoever that is, he's in deep hiding right now." "Military intelligence?" I asked. "Your old people?" "It's a possibility," he said. "My guess is no."
"Who then?"
"The agency," he said.
"The agency?"
"The agency," he confirmed. "In conjunction with PSYOPs?" I asked. "I'm sure they had a hand in it," said the general. "Sure, no doubt about it." There was a silence.